Everybody wants to talk about her role. She isn't one of the roles. But the real story is here. The failure of the chain of command, starting with the president, going to Secretary Panetta, and going down to the Joint Chiefs. The president had a meeting with Panetta and the Joint Chief of Staff Commander at about 5, 6 o'clock. By 7 o'clock, they ordered, apparently Panetta said, this is Eastern time, ordered everything be done to help them. Nothing was done until it was all over. But here's the worst part. What Cummings and other Democrats will say, it wouldn't have made any difference anyway. That is completely irrelevant. The reason is, yes, in hindsight, we know they wouldn't have gotten there in time. But at the time,
they didn't know.
Nobody knew when it was going to end.
And there
could have gone 10 hours.
There hasn't been
10 hours, 20 hours.
Right.
How can you not send help when the ambassador was missing?
But it's even bigger than that. How can the military not obey a direct order from the Secretary of Defense, which he says was backed up by the President and Secretary of State Clinton? How can the military not obey that order? That should be the big investigation. Who defied it?
I agree with you. The other is, where was the president during those 6 hours? He's in the Situation Room, nicely on camera, during the bin Laden raid, which is essentially out of his hands the minute he launched it. But yet here, in a situation that is changing, fluctuating, requires presidential or at least secretarial instructions, nowhere to be seen. That's the scandal, and that's what we don't know.